Welcome to the first 7 a.m. Mass in your new home. This is your new spiritual home. It is a magnificent church that all of you built. All of you worked very hard with your prayers and sacrifices and generosity over these last number of years to make this dream become a reality. What a magnificent church all of you have built for the Lord to give honor and glory to Almighty God, and to give a beautiful shrine for Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. This magnificent reredos from New Jersey, over 100 years old, weighing 45 tons, is a magnificent tribute to our Catholic belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, that he is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Sacred Host and Holy Communion. And what a magnificent tabernacle and a magnificent reredos to honor our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is such a magnificent church built to the honor and glory of God. It's a fitting house for the Lord and just a magnificent addition to the beautiful town of Leesburg as well. So again, congratulations to all of you who have worked so hard to make this dream become a reality. I think our reading today from John chapter 6 is so appropriate for the first masses in this new church, because we read John chapter 6, where that entire verse comes from. And in a few moments, I'll walk you through each of those words and translate that sentence from this gospel that we have up here today. As you know, during last week and the next 3 weeks, we'll be reading from John chapter 6. Last week we heard about the multiplication of the loaves and fish, how Jesus was able to multiply the bread to be able to feed the crowd of 5,000. And the Lord gave them such an abundance. Remember, there were 12 baskets of leftovers last week we heard about. And last week at the later masses, I shared a little story about a minister's wife who was very frugal, and she was a wonder at conserving food and rarely threw any food away. At one meal, she served her husband nothing but leftovers, which the minister viewed with great disdain. He began to pick at his food, causing his wife to say, "Dear, you forgot to say the blessing." And he turned to his wife and said, "Listen, sweetheart, if you can show me one item that has not been blessed at least twice already, I'll be happy to add another blessing." See, there were so many leftovers last week. Jesus worked such a great miracle. And he did this because he was about to teach them about the Eucharist. He's about to teach them that he himself was the bread of life. He fed the crowd with regular bread to prove that he would feed them with supernatural bread, that he would one day feed them with himself in Holy Communion. See, John chapter 6, one of the most important chapters in the entire Bible. We'll be reading it for 4 weeks in a row. Again, yet last week, this week, and the next 2 weeks, we'll be reading all about Jesus calling himself the bread of life. John chapter 6 is such an important chapter that it's on my license plate. Father Mosman has crucifix on his. I have JNCH6. At least once a year, somebody says, "Father, what does join channel 6 mean?" But it's John chapter 6. And we read today, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." See, in today's gospel, the crowd is searching for Jesus. They get into the boats and they search for him. And they come to Capernaum. But what are they really looking for? It says they were looking for Jesus. But when the Lord asks them what they're looking for, they say, "Lord, when did you get here?" And Jesus says, "Are you looking for me, or are you looking for your next meal?" Right? Because remember, he had just worked the miracle of the loaves and fish. And he even said to them, you are looking for me not because you saw signs and miracles, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. So now they were hungry again. So they were looking for Jesus for the next free lunch. They wanted another meal. It's a good question for us. Are we, some of the saints have said, do we really search for God, or do we want the consolations of God? Mother Teresa always talked about that. Do we want the God of consolations or the consolations of God? What do we look for? Do we really search for Jesus, or do we look for other aspects? Well, we should focus on Jesus. And then Jesus says, do not work for food that perishes, but food that endures for life eternal. Yes, we have to go to work. We have to pay the rent and pay the mortgage and work and buy groceries. We have to work for food. But Jesus said, don't work for food that perishes. Don't set your whole life just on material things. Yes, you need to have food, clothing, and shelter for your family. Yes, of course. But don't make that the purpose of your life. Jesus says, don't work for food that perishes, but food that endures for eternal life. So focus on heaven, focus on the Eucharist, focus on Jesus in the Eucharist, and focus your life on your relationship with the Lord and getting to heaven. Yes, don't neglect, you know, working for perishable food. You have to do that. But set your heart on heaven and realize the most important thing is to become a saint, to become holy, to get to heaven, and to be with the Lord. So lastly, I want to translate this one sentence up there, because again, it really ties in so well with what we'll be reading over these next few weeks. You have these words up here, ego sum panis vivus. Ego, of course, is I, right? The ego, you get the word ego meaning I. I've always felt that stands for edging God out, right? Those with big egos, they edge God out. So the word ego is I, sum is M, panis, right? You've been to Panino's, right? Or a panera, it means bread. If you go buy a panini, right, you buy a sandwich. Vivus is life. I am the bread of life. Then it says, qui de cielo descendi, which translates as, that came down from heaven. Descendi, we get the word descend, who comes down. Cielo, of course, is heaven, like Regina Caeli is queen of heaven. And then it translates, si quis mandu, oh, that's a big word, isn't it? Mandu caverit ex hoc pane, which translates as, whoever eats this bread, vivat in aeternum, will live forever. Do you see that? That's underneath the choir loft. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Aeternum, you get the word eternity, you can see that. And coming up this side, and the bread that I will give, again, dabo means will give in the future tense, because he would do this at the Last Supper. Caro mea es pro mundi vita. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Mea is me, my. Caro is flesh, like carnivorous, you get the word. Carnal or carnivorous for flesh, for the life of the world. So again, what an appropriate reading we have on our first Sunday in the new church, because there you have the quotation from John chapter 6. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So we as Catholics are so blessed. Yes, we have Jesus in the scripture, but we have an even greater gift. Yes, we can read about Jesus in the scripture and get to know him through his word, but the greater gift that we have, the greatest gift, is the Eucharist, the true presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Scott Hahn, the former Protestant minister who became Catholic, said that for 30 years as a Protestant minister, he loved Jesus and knew Jesus by reading the Bible. But he said the whole time it was like reading a menu. But now that he's Catholic, he can partake in the banquet. Yes, he doesn't just have to read the menu. He can enjoy the feast, which is being able to receive our Lord and Savior in Holy Communion.